What about the broccoli? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. If you read the actual text of today's healthcare decision, it sounds at first like the court is striking down the mandate to buy health insurance because Justice Roberts writes that it cannot be justified under the Commerce Clause. But then, in a plot twist, he goes on to say it doesn't need the Commerce Clause because it can be construed as a tax and Congress clearly has the power to tax. This very point came up in the oral arguments when Justice Sotomayor got the opposition lawyer to admit this.
Congress can tax everybody and set up a public health care system.
Yeah.
That would be okay.
Yeah. Tax power is
okay.
Tax power is well established, and that's what saved the individual mandate, 5-4. And notice, stocks of hospital companies immediately moved sharply higher. Why? Because ultimately, that's what this is about, paying hospitals. By law, hospitals can't just let poor people die, right? But they also can't make poor people pay. Well, under the now upheld health care law, almost all patients who come in the door, rich or poor, will be able to pay. But now, the big unanswered question, how soon before the sky falls? How soon before Congress does the unthinkable? How soon before Congress takes the step that Justice Scalia warned us of?
Everybody has to buy food. Therefore, you can make people buy broccoli.
What about the broccoli mandate? Well, that's why we're having an election, isn't it? Now this. This is Dave Ross, on the web at daveross.com.